Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. I'm Gaia Altshuler, the social-emotional counselor at the middle school, and as always, joined with Tammy Cuckoo, our vice principal. Hello.
How are you doing?
How are you?
It's been a whirlwind.
It has been a whirlwind.
What's crazy is we are getting close to the end of quarter three.
We are. It has flown by. We are coming up on winter break, actually, which I think will be really good extra rest for all of us before we jump into the end of the year, which we know is just full of all the good things, but it can be a lot.
One of those good things is we are doing 40 days of prayer this year. I think this might be the second year that we've done 40 days of prayer, but it's always a beautiful time for our community to come together. And I believe it's in March sometime this year we'll get started. We're going to add to the parent page all the 40 days of prayer prayers.
Yes, we would love you to join us because I think it's so highly impactful what your students go through here, and we would love for them to also get to experience that with you at home. So stay tuned for that. We're excited to add that piece this year.
Today's topic, friends, how many of us have them? Friends, ones we can depend on.
I'm inspired.
We asked our students about friendships.
We did.
Because they're really important and, you know.
And ever changing in middle school.
Exactly. You might be shocked, but your students are really, really worried about the social connections that they make, as are all people. So not shocking. So we decided to take a little survey.
We did our kids a survey. I know you get to hear from us all the time, and we are going to break this down in future weeks. We're going to hopefully explain the why and the developmental appropriateness of some of these results, but we wanted you to hear from them. What do they have to say about friendship?
Exactly. And just wanted to let you know, when we gave this survey, the kids took it during a PRT time. So they took it at the beginning of the day. Myself or Mrs. A did not talk to them about what this was about. We didn't even tell the teachers. We just said, hey, we want to make sure that you give your student this survey. And we have about a little under 500 students in grades 6 to 8. And we had 445 students take the survey. So this is a pretty true reflection of how our community feels about the following questions.
All right, we're going to read those five questions off to you so you have a little bit of context of what the survey entailed. The first one was, have you ever experienced a friendship breakup?
The reason why we chose that question is because, man, we have so many conversations with students where their relationships are changing. And ultimately, those changes add to new relationships, different relationships, and it's something they're processing. So that was why we asked that question.
Yeah, it's a key part of middle school. I think we can all think of a friendship breakup we encountered in our middle school time. What is the most important thing you look for in friendship?
Man, we spend a lot of time on character building, character development. We have three values that we're telling your kids are important: trust, respect, and growth. So it was really important to us to try to figure out what they thought was valuable without any prompting, without without knowing anything. So we'll go over that, but not this time around.
All right. Number three, what activities do you enjoy doing together with your friends?
This is a good question. Another question that we will go over in our next podcast. But, you know, of course, we've got a lot of activities that kids are doing in their free time that, you know, they look like they're really engrossed in it, look like they're having a great time. But I think we're going to find that they might rather be doing something else.
I agree. We will tap on that one later for sure. And then number four, who is the loudest voice in your life? And that pairs with number five, which is, why are they the loudest voice in your life?
Now, that's a question that we're going to cover today. So mm-hmm. we're going to go with one, four, and five today yes. that we're going to talk through. So just to remind you, the question number one was, have you ever experienced mm-hmm. a friendship breakup? And then the other two questions are, who's the loudest voice in your life? And why are they the loudest voice? So yes. let's jump right in.
All right. So we're going to go over the findings specifically today. And then next week and the week that follows, we're really going to break down the why. What's behind some of these results? Some of them might make sense to you. Some of them may be a little surprising to you. So we're going to kick it off by first addressing kind of what were the results in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade around friendship breakups.
Right. So we were able to pull out the specific answers from all three grades. So we'll start with sixth grade. Have you ever experienced a friendship breakup? Sixth graders, 66% of them said yes. Mm-hmm. In seventh grade, you'll see that the yes percentage grows a bit, 77.8. And in eighth grade, still pretty high, 70% have experienced a friendship breakup. Now, that is interesting information. Mm-hmm.
And we are going to break it down between boys and girls. I think gender definitely plays a piece. And then I really want to highlight this idea that seventh grade had the highest percentage of friend breakups.
Highest percentage of friendship breakups. And we have some, not only theories, some things that we've actually observed from our many years in education and working with grades 6 through 8. And we'll kind of unpack that in mm-hmm. our next podcast. But it is interesting that those students who are truly in the middle.
I was going to say, they are in the middle. One would say stuck in the middle.
truly in the middle are struggling the most. But now mm-hmm. let's go through the different genders in mm-hmm. relationship to their grade level and what their experiences are.
All right. So for sixth grade with the boys, have you ever experienced a friendship breakup? We had 54% say yes, but you'll see a big discrepancy here with sixth grade girls having gone through a friendship breakup. We have 80% wow. yes. So 80 compared to 54. The same thing with 7th and 8th grade girls as well. We have a much higher ratio among the girls versus boys. In 7th, it's 90% versus 63% boys. And in 8th grade, it's 83 versus 57. So I think another common thing here is that friendship breakups, while they do occur both for girls and boys, there's definitely more friendship breakups struggle happening with the girls.
Yeah, and I think that there's a lot of reasons for this. But you know, let's go back to seventh grade real quick. So we mm-hmm. said 90% of our mm-hmm. girls are experiencing a friendship breakup. And I think that there's a lot of things at play. And when we talk about loudest voices in your life, I think we'll see that maybe that plays a part in why we might have so many fractured friendships. Mm-hmm. And just the way boys and girls relate to each other mm-hmm. in relationship might, they may not view things the same way and cause them to split relationship.
And the need for identity and belonging, specifically belonging, looks different for girls than it does for boys. So we'll jump into that more next week. All right. I am so fascinated by this question of who is the loudest voice in your life in middle school.
Yeah.
Can you share some of the results we found?
So we asked our kids, who's the loudest voice in your life? And we gave them a couple choices: friends, teachers, coaches, mentors, and parents. And I'm going to give you who's the loudest voice in all of our students' life. You might be shocked. Maybe you're not. But every student group said parents. Every single group said mm-hmm. parents, and it's pretty even. 75% of our sixth graders say that parents have a large voice in their life, and they said about 16% were friends, and then, you know, us old teachers and coaches and people in academics, we were a lot smaller. We're probably about 7% for sixth grade. And then in seventh grade, we got 75% of our students saying that their parents have the loudest voice in their life. And they say that friends have about 16%, about 16% of their friends. And then teachers and coaches, very low on the list again. eighth graders, also 70% parents, 19% friends. And then, you know, there's that small number teacher of coaches again. And that's the whole group, boys and girls. Those were their thoughts. It's interesting that when we get into the gender breakdown, now the parents still have the loudest voice, but it changes amongst the genders. Mm-hmm. You want to give us those?
Yeah. So when we look at sixth grade boys, the percentage has gone to 82% are highlighting parents' role in their life, and friends the second highest at 7.8%. And then seventh grade boys, will kind of stay with the boys for a second. It does go down to 77%, highlighting the next highest at friends at 10.3%. And then lastly, for eighth graders, it's going to move down to 71% parents, with highlighting friends at 16.4%. And we'll jump into the girls here, but I do want to highlight that as they go up in middle school, up in grades, yes, you still remain the primary voice, but their friendship voice does grow as well, because they are in that stage where they're balancing that autonomy, right? Like, they're starting to separate from you, but they still need to come back for those touch points.
Absolutely.
And have your voice be the loudest as they're expanding the other voices that they listen to. And then for girls in sixth grade, we have parents at 66.7% and friends at 25.9%. So earlier on, friends definitely are taking up a noticeable amount of space in their lives as well. And then in seventh grade, it actually moves up to 73.7%, with friends being 21.1%. And in eighth grade, we kind of bounce back down to 69.2% parents, and friends being 23.1% for the girls. So we are excited to really dive into more about why your voice is the loudest. But one of the other test results that we did get was that the number one reason that they picked parents was because of connection.
Mm-hmm. Connection.
Yeah. And I think both Tame and I want to encourage you as parents listening today that your voice deeply matters to them. They feel connected to you because you know them the best. So even if you maybe don't spend all 8 hours of the day with them, they still are relying on the connection that you have with them.
And they value connection. Mm-hmm. And I think that we just want to encourage you in that space, because I'm sure as you're listening, you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm not sure that that survey was that truthful, because I'm looking at my son or daughter, and they want to spend more time on the phone or more time with their friends. But we want to challenge you to create some spaces, maybe at dinner time, maybe before you get ready to go to school. Carve out some time that is just that good family time, where they have an opportunity to truly just connect with you, not receive any direction or correction or guidance, just being with each other.
Yeah.
It's very interesting that those are things they value.
I love that for our call to action this week. Maybe we can intentionally carve out some ways to connect with your student that doesn't have a response or a directive attached to it. Just time. And then our other call to actions, we would love for you to join us back next week as we continue to break down this survey and give you some tangibles and practicals of this is what your child is saying they want, and maybe it's not matching reality. So how can we kind of find the middle ground in that space, and just really value what your child shared with us through this survey? So we will send you off with a verse of the week as we head into a time of rest soon.
Okay, our verse of the week is Matthew 11, 28 and 29. Come to me, all you who are wearied and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We leave you there. And until next week, we are in the middle with you.